My name is The Edge, one of the members of the new group, Passengers.
I'm Brian Eno, and I work in recording studios.
Hello, I'm Adam Clayton. I'm the bass player in U2, an Irish rock and roll band.
I'm Bono!
Alan's trying to catch a very fast train.
And this is Marianne Hobbs at Passengers Central. Yes, Passengers is a band, and we're linking them together on direct lines from across the world. Passengers have recorded their debut album, Original Soundtracks 1, and from it comes the single you're hearing, Miss Sarajevo, featuring the vocals of Luciano Pavarotti. Bono, how did this come about?
I'd written a lyric for a song that Pavarotti and Zucchero put out in Italy. So his opening thing was, will you write me a song? And I said, look, we're in the middle of this record we're making. In fact, we're making two records. We're going to make this collaboration with Brian Eno, and we're making a U2 rockin' kind of record. And he just would not take no for an answer, which is a very humbling thing, actually, to have Luciano Pavarotti call you every day, you know, and, you know, leave crank messages on your answering machine.
Tell God to give me a car.
It's like really mad.
The first name that came to my mind was Bono, then I called before everybody else. We went for this beautiful work together, and I'm very happy because the results were marvelous. Bono sent it to me, the tape, with his own voice on, and the space for me to do it. And I have done in my studio here in Pesaro. Absolutely gorgeous, exquisite, excellent song.
Miss Sarajevo, the first single featuring Bono and Luciano Pavarotti. So, Edge, can you tell us how the remarkable Passengers album collaboration came about?
We wanted to do a project with Brian Eno that was not a U2 album, because we've been fans of his work for such a long time. So we went into the studio with Brian, really just to explore this idea of collaborating, songwriting or composing, whatever you want to call it, together. And Brian came up with the idea of using a kind of set of strategies and really starting the project with not a kind of set of ideas, but just a scenario of the five of us in the room improvising together.
I suppose what I try to do is to organise the people I work with to try to abandon some of the previous ideas they held about what constitutes music and to embrace some new ones, which I hope to discover in their company.
Well, in U2, I get blame. In Passengers, Eno does, and that suits me fine. We wanted to be in his backing band. Actually, I think I prefer to be a passenger rather than the driver of the train, so to speak. The idea was to approach this record almost like a jazz record, just to improvise. Brian is kind of like the housekeeper. First thing he does when he arrives in the studio is kind of put up a set of curtains and, you know, a lamp. I think he went down to some market, bought a load of cheap Indian fabrics. He's kind of like a tomcat. He just kind of like scents the place. It's just like, it's like a bunch of kids with a bunch of toys. It really was playtime. I mean, it's just an excuse to collaborate, you know, to work with somebody as extraordinary as Howie B, the most extraordinary DJ on earth. So to have a rock and roll group work with a DJ is another interesting juxtaposition. It was a real education working with Howie, because as soon as something got boring, he just stopped working and put on some great records, which of course raises the stakes.
I'm Howie B, Howie Bernstein, Howie B, Howie B. I go on solo missions and adventures, and go on group missions and adventures. I was like walking into a kitchen, there was a whole load of people cooking there. There was music being created, so I was just wandering between these different rooms, just trying to suss out what was going on, first of all. After that, I found the space to say, yeah, I want to touch on that piece of music that you've done. I think something could happen there.
On this project, we decided to give up any certain roles. So, for instance, I think Larry played bass on one track, he played keyboards on another. Edge loves to play the drums. I really want to be the guitar player. Larry actually really wants to be the singer. And Adam really, really wants to be the bass player.